One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Podcast number 106. She thought my mother was scared by a possum when she was pregnant with me. Well, what can I say? The introduction says it all. Hey, hey, my friends, here we go. This is just going to be a quick, short little story, just to catch up with some things in my life. I am getting ready to move apartments. I've changed jobs. My mother hurt her knee pretty bad and recently had shoulder surgery, rotator cuff surgery. I was out of town the last two weekends, and I'm basically in hypercompression, so hard to get a lot done, and this little story just popped into my head, and I thought, oh, this would just be a cute, funny, slightly twisted podcast about the funny things people say. I got a couple links, the funny things people say about my one-handedness. And as I mentioned, I have a couple links down below here on my website that you can check out other podcasts. Generally, people have some pretty funny, funny things to say, especially kids, about my one-handed life. And I've podcasted a lot about that. But even how people ask me about why I have one hand says a lot about them as adults and kids. And I have a podcast about the title is How'd You Ding Your Wing, which is the greatest way I've ever been asked about why I don't have two hands. I thought it was just mostly fantastic. But then I've had other quirky, weird, strange interactions. People just say the funniest, just weirdest things. And it does help me learn a lot about them. And I'll reference two of them. Once I walked into a 7-Eleven or Circle K here in Boise, Idaho, and the kid behind the counter just freaked out that I didn't have two hands. He was so taken back, he actually had to lean on the counter with both hands. He was so stunned, let out a big sigh like, oh, oh wow, you must think life sucks. I looked right at him and I said, no, I think life is grand, but I can tell you think life sucks. And that kind of put him in his place for a moment. And then once I was at the VA hospital, the Veterans Affairs Hospital, with my mother because my dad was a veteran. And I've had funny interactions there. People often kind of look at me, they're like, hey, soldier, I've never been in the military. But once I was riding the elevator, the door opened up, and this guy walked in, took one look at me, and again was just stunned, like, whoa. He actually had to lean up on the side of the elevator. He's like, hey, man, it looks like you've seen better days. And I was like, better days than what? I was like, no, man, these are the best of days. I was born like this. And he kind of caught himself, you know, and he's like, oh, well, I've been in some bad accidents. I lost part of my leg and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, hey, you know, it's cool, man. You know, whatever you want to think, you can think. And then the door opened and that was my opportunity to just keep on keeping on, baby. Let's just keep it flowing. But I love it. I love it when people are honest. I can learn a lot about them. Now to my story. This happened way back, 1987 time frame, when I was a freshman at Indiana University. And I got in some trouble. I was a little bit of a troublemaker. And this one time I got in a fair amount of trouble. Yes, indeed. Had to go to court. And yep, pled down, that kind of thing. Next thing you know, the judge has given me 100 hours of restitution work. Sweet honey hours. Sweet honey, a restitution, 100 hours. And I decided to do it at one of the local soup kitchens there in Bloomington, Indiana. And that was quite the experience. I did my full 100 there, and I met just a lot of amazing people. And, you know, a lot of people come into the soup kitchen, you know, the mission, basically, they're struggling, they need help, they're on the edge, they're a little lost, you know. I mean, wow, I saw and experienced so many amazing things. Now, one thing I can say, Bloomington's a small town, Indiana's a big school, but you start to leave Bloomington, Indiana a little bit and things get a little slow, get a little back, a little backcountry-ish. Not all of it, just some of it. Not everyone, just some of them. Okay, but I could say the same thing about Idaho, where I live right now. Okay, but there I was, working at the soup kitchen. I see a lot of the people over and over, and then for a few times, I'm starting to see this very elderly woman. Very elderly. Maybe she was coming in with one of her family members. They needed food. I'm not 100% sure. I think I only saw her three times. Maybe three times. And I think the last time I saw her, I noticed that she was chewing some tobacco. Now, that kind of helped me understand a lot about who she was, but not as much about who she was as the next statement that I got, because I was serving her food. I was getting everything ready, and she's like, oh, hey there, young man, or Sonny, something like that. She's like, do you think you could bring me a little cup so I could, you know, let some of my tobacco go. She even said tobacco, right? And she showed me her little chaw, her little pinch she had between her cheek and gum. And I was a little set back because, I mean, I've seen some college girls pulling a chew on a dare or just because, but no, this woman was chewing and I could tell it was a lifestyle thing, and she was elderly, 80 something, maybe close to 90. And then I kind of noticed her looking at my short side. She was kind of eyeballing my arm, getting a good look at the arm that has no hand. And then as I was picking up stuff, she's like, you know, I think your mama was scared by a possum when she was pregnant because your little arm looks like a possum. Yeah, okay, I thought the same thing. I was stunned. I was stunned because that is some old school type of thinking, that whatever deformity you have is because you were scared by some animal that looks something similar. I mean, that is backwoods thinking. Like, and what I mean by that, it's not so much of a diss as it is just, you know, that's, people didn't have an explanation, they just came up with this thing. But I kind of thought that framework of thought died 200 years ago. So when this woman pulled that out, I was like, whoa, that interesting perspective is all that I said. And I maybe saw her one more time. But you know, that really, that statement really gave me some keen insight into who she is. Now, of course, being at the soup kitchen says a little bit, and maybe her chaw a tobacco said a little bit more. But that statement, man, I was just utterly floored. I was so stunned that people actually still thought like that. In modern day America, small town USA, you know, I was born in a small town kind of thing. Whoa. Wow, that by far is just one of the most odd ways people ever explained or justified the way that I was. And she just said it so matter-of-factly, it was unbelievable. And I thought, oh, this week, this podcast, I just wanted to share something short and weird and odd and, well, kind of cool in that freaky Indiana kind of way. But yeah, that did happen. That was live and that was real. And this is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.